Well, you can tell us why you call your noddy on that, I think.
Well, what it was, when I was at school.
When I was 10.
Get this down for posterity.
There was a teacher called Mr. Williams, and for some reason he started to call me Noddy. And it just sort of built up. Then when I left that school, I went to another school, and I thought, well, I mean, it's bound not to follow me, because it's a different set of sort of pupils, different teachers. But for some reason, within about 6 weeks,
it had
picked up again. And then I went to another school, and the same happened. It took about sort of 6-7 weeks. And after 6 or 7 weeks, everybody in the school knew me as Noddy. And then when I left school, I went to college, which was, you know, in Fleetwood, which is quite away from Liverpool. And there was only one other person from Southport at the college who knew me as Noddy. And there were sort of various nicknames sort of for me when I first went. And then after about a term, Noddy had caught on around the whole college, even with the lecturers. Yeah. And for the 3 years that I was there.
Yeah.
And all the places that I've been to, they just sort of pick up on it eventually, or, you know, quite quickly. So, I mean, for the past 12 years it's been Noddy, so I can't see it changing, you know, at all.
You see, it becomes like a term of endearment, really. But I remember when and Gillian Knight was in the company, and I used to say, "Come on, you old bag," you see. And this was like saying, "Come on, love," really.
Yeah.
And it developed from then, and she would call me the gas bag because I never stopped talking. And so everybody, they used to want to be in the bag family. All the guys in the bag family.
Oh, sorry, you can have them half.
And
on
we
that.
Had a. We had one girl that always was going around with parcels. We called her the carrier bag.
Yeah.
And the girl who wore a lot of jewels, she was the jewel bag, you see. And Mrs. Blaine of the wardrobe was the wardrobe, that was the laundry bag. So everybody had a bag name, you see.
Yeah.
And they used to come to me and say, "Can I be in the bag family? What can I be?" You see. And it was, and of course, when Gillian's mother heard me saying something, oh, I think she'd said, "Oh, well, the old gas bag was there." She said, "What a terrible thing to call John Reed the gas bag." But they didn't understand. It was really, she couldn't have said a nicer thing to me, because this was friendship, you see.
Yeah.
But everybody was in the bag family. But it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just recently, it hasn't had as much magic, because there's a pop group called Slade, and one of their members is called Noddy. So with a lot of younger people, it doesn't have the same magic that it used to have. But it certainly caught on, you know.
Even
my parents, sort of people used to come around to my house and sort of parents of my friends, they might ask for Mr. Nod. It's Mr. Noddin, or it's Mrs. Noddin, you know, if I wasn't there, which is really strange.
You see, we have lots of people in the company that have different names to their own name, because they're not accepted in equity if they've already got one member that's the same name.
Yeah.
Ken's name, Sanford, isn't really Sanford, of course, but he had to take another name because there was already a Ken Sanford. John Alden is the same. He's John Arnold, really. But they had to change the name. We had a girl called Bottom, but she changed the name not because of equity, but I mean, it wasn't the thing to see on a program, was it?
Yeah.
Miss Bottom, you see. But what's in a name? A lot in that case, I think, don't you?
Do you think we could have the dog, Sheba?
Oh, if that's all right.
Sheba's coming specially, hasn't she?
Sheba's
coming specially.
Come on,
here.
Baby. Come on over here, then. Come on up and have your photo. It's difficult, isn't it? Come on up. Have a look. Look over the tabletop.
Oh, she's lovely.
Keep your head up. Like a film star.
No, she's stage struck.
Ah, she's a good girl.
Do you listen to much music yourself for relaxation?
Not really, I don't think I like the pop music. I like the old pop music. Certainly not of it. I mean, and now, you see, I did all my training for ballroom dancing, you know, apart from other dancing. I got everything from my bronze to my gold bar, you know, from all the double reverse spins and counter checks and all the red, and I used to do exhibition ballroom dancing, you see. And then, of course, dancing changed, and I thought, and the Americans did that, really, And of course, I found that I was...